Imagine a crisp autumn day. A cool breeze sends the last few leaves falling from nearby barren trees. The change in colors recently passed its peak. The once bright and burnt colors of autumn are beginning to fade to brown and gray. Imagine long tables in the center of an old village. They are covered in pumpkins, corn, and squash, surrounded by friends and neighbors, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, grandparents and grandchildren. In the middle of these tables sits a large cornucopia made of woven reeds. The narrow end of the basket stands nearly 2 feet off the table. As it curves down gently, it widens and opens. At its broadest point, it's nearly as big as the table itself. Altogether, it covers half the table's length. During the annual harvest festival, this cornucopia is filled to the brim with the fruits of the season's harvest. Peas, potatoes, squash, corn, and beans overflow from the front. And in front of that bounty sit the pies. So many pies. Apple pies, pumpkin pies, pecan pies, and pies you have probably never heard of before. All rich and full of flavor. But despite all this, there's one clear star of the harvest table: sweet potatoes. Every year, it's piled high with every kind of food you could possibly make from sweet potatoes. Sweet potato bread, sweet potato puddings and pies, candied sweet potatoes, and mashed ones too. That's because this town is known for its famous sweet potato crop. At harvest time, the brown and orange banners go up. The sweet potato decorations cover every corner of town. The townspeople send invitations to neighboring villages decorated with tiny drawings of sweet potatoes. And those neighbors come from far and wide to see what kinds of strange and delicious sweet potato creations can be found in the cornucopia. Along with the usual goodies, last year's feast featured sweet potato ice cream, sweet potato cake with carrot and ginger icing, roasted sweet potatoes with sage, sweet potato soup with cinnamon cream, and personal sweet potato candies dusted with powdered sugar. But this year, something is different. It's the evening before the harvest festival, and the cornucopia sits empty. There are no vegetables, no fruits, no luscious desserts. There's nothing on the table but the large, woven cornucopia. And that is what bothered Amelia. Every year, Amelia looked forward to the harvest festival. It was her favorite holiday, in her favorite month, in her favorite season. She looked forward to the feasting, of course. But what she enjoyed most about the festival was her whole community coming together in celebration of a year's hard work. It was a happy time for her village. Everyone laughed and smiled. This year, it seemed that happiness was a long way off for one simple reason. There were no sweet potatoes. Amelia knew the sweet potato harvest wasn't as great as it had been before. They hadn't grown as big as last year. They weren't as plentiful as 2 years ago. The ones that did grow were small and withered. There weren't even enough to make a single pie. Nobody seemed to know why, either.